You're listening to Her Heart Heals Divorce Radio. Hi, I'm Christina Cuevas. 7 years ago, I went through a divorce and it completely turned my world upside down, and I'm so glad it did. I documented my healing to share information with other women going through their own divorce journey. And now, with thousands of downloads around the world from divorced women just like you, I'm here to show you how to ditch the shame around divorce and finally heal so that you can regain the confidence to create your most abundant and joyful future. I'm so glad you're here. This is Her Heart Heals Divorce Radio. Hey, queens, welcome back to Rebuilding You. I'm your host, Christina, your divorce transformation mentor on your divorce healing journey. Okay, listen up, ladies, because this episode is all about slaying after divorce like the queen that you are. And who better to learn from than the ultimate comeback slay queen herself, Kim Kardashian? Like, what was more iconic than Kimye? I loved them together as a couple, and my heart really went out to Kim during their very public divorce. There were moments that were so cringe from her ex-spouse display, and, you know, she kept it very graceful. And so I thought, like, what a bad beat, you know, keeping her shit together, holding it down, and she really just kept her composure despite all of the drums that was going on in the tabloids and everything. And I could only imagine, like, she's human too. Yes, she's got, you know, all the money and all the fame and all the things. But at the end of the day, she's a human too and was going through a lot of the same emotions that we all feel and felt going through divorce. And so I want to be able to take some of those nuggets of wisdom that we can relate to, tabloids aside, and really apply it to our lives and take some of these and really dissect Kim's healing journey and some of the things that she's portrayed strength in to help us through our own journey. So we all know Kim's story, the high-profile marriage, the public heartbreak, the tabloids having a field day. But here's the thing. Kim didn't wallow. She didn't disappear. She rose. She was fiercer, more fabulous than ever. Obviously, I do not know Kim personally, but I personally feel like there was definitely growth after her divorce with Kanye. And not to mention, Kim hit her highest net worth in 2023. By herself. She ditched the last name West, I believe it was, in 2023. She is now Kim Kardashian, standing on her own 2 feet. She's not stopping, too. And there's really something to admire and learn about that. Despite how you may feel about Kim or the Kardashian-Jenner family, there's definitely something to learn from everybody's journey. And I think there's just so many nuggets of wisdom that we can learn from her and her grace and her poise throughout her divorce journey. And so guess what? That's what this episode is all about. Let's break it down, and we're going to go through Kim's post-divorce power moves. Now, before I dive in, I want to give you a chance to register for my free 2024 Comeback Planning Workshop, where we're going to go through all of the things that are required for your post-divorce power moves that you need in order to have your ultimate comeback and really make this year your best year yet. We're actually going to be applying a lot of the things that we're talking about in this episode and how you can break it down and apply it into your own life. We're going to go through different lists, different techniques, different things to keep in mind so that you can really customize your 2024 plan. I would love to invite you to be my guest at this workshop. It's totally free. The link is in the show notes. All right, let's not waste any time. Let's break down Kim's post-divorce glow up and see what life lessons we can really snag for ourselves and learn from. So the first one is the boundary boss. Kim mastered the art of setting boundaries with her busy schedule. I don't know if you guys watched the show, but her schedule is insane. She has to implement hard boundaries that include time blocking, multitasking, and what will and will not enter her emotional realm. The way that she is able to handle adversity and pushback and things that you would think, like, if that shit were to have happened to me, I would like go and hibernate for a good 24 hours. But Kim Kardashian has events and engagements and things that are on the line. Like, she has so many things riding on her that she needed to step up when she probably wanted to go and hibernate, but she didn't. And the only way that she was able to do that was because she is able to implement boundaries. And so she was able to learn to say no without guilt and really prioritizing her own needs, her happiness, her goals. And so remember, boundaries are a superpower and they can be used to really help you step into your full potential. The second item is the reinvention revolution. Kim also didn't cling to the past. She really embraces change and she's not afraid to reinvent herself and also pushing herself to her edge. Yes, maybe she's like doing the most. A lot of times she is running at full speed, 100, and you can even see it from the show. Like sometimes Chris will try to have her, you know, calm down or take some time off or things like that. But she really loves pushing herself to her edge and discovering her edge and discovering things that really challenge her and help her step into her best self. So from fashion icon to legal advocate, she really explored a lot of new passions and expanded her horizons. So this is a lesson to take from, to rewrite your narrative, to discover things that interest you and bring you joy and really go after them. Dip your toe in the water. If there is a hobby or something that interests you, a passion of yours, cause that's close to your heart that you really want to make a difference. The third item is the support squad. Kim surrounded herself with a supportive tribe of friends and family. And that squad of hers, it changed. I think that there were a lot of people that she used to be hanging out with that were in her circle. And then over time, I think especially after the divorce, you really have to fine-tune those people that you keep close to you. And so the people that she kept close celebrated her wins, picked her up when she needed that support, and reminded her of her inner worth. So don't underestimate the power of a badass support system. The fourth item is the hustle never stopped. Kim really didn't waste any time. As I mentioned, she really has so many things going on. She has so many different companies, but she was able to channel her energy into her businesses, her family, her personal growth, and her body, her physical fitness, taking care of herself, prioritizing sleep. And so something to remember here, even in the midst of heartbreak, your hustle can be your therapy. And the last item is the rise. Kim faced criticism and negativity with grace and resilience. She refuses to let the world define her, and instead she uses the noise as fuel to help her rise above it and prove all the haters wrong. And so something to take from this is to remember that your strength lies in your own ability to rise above it. And a lot of that has to do with your mindset, your self-talk, and how you handle your emotional setbacks. Okay, so let's break down these lessons from Kim and see how you can apply these to your own post-divorce journey. Here are some practical tips. So set those boundaries. learn how to say no, and prioritize your own well-being. Multitask when you can, but really only do it for the things that are going to help push you in the direction that you ultimately want to go, not because you're stretching yourself thin. The second way is to embrace your inner reinvention. Explore new passions, rediscover old hobbies or interests of yours. Push yourself to your edge. Don't be afraid to find unique things that challenge you and interest you, even if it's not the norm. The third item is to build your support squad. Surround yourself with people who love and uplift you and who are there for you. And if you need to trim the fat, trim the fat. Also want to remind you of the incredible support that you can get by joining the Her Heart Heals Insider Club. It's absolutely free. You can sign up in the link in the show notes. And don't forget to subscribe. I send you my weekly newsletter. It's really packed with so much information around empowerment, different techniques of both healing and growth, which is the Her Heart Heals method. It's combining both healing and growth at the same time, not doing one and then doing the other afterwards. We are efficient around here. You can have incredible support if that's not something that is currently in your world right now and you're really looking to make this year your best year yet. Join the Her Heart Heals Insiders. It's absolutely free, making your life after divorce the best. Keep your hustle alive. Channel your energy into something productive and fulfilling. And the last thing that you can do to apply this to your life is to rise above the noise. With divorce, you have sometimes people that surround you who are chatty Cathys, who just want to go and talk and they want to criticize. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of noise in your life around that. Don't let that negativity define you. Use it as fuel to become stronger and bolder. Really help your own inner talk. It's so huge. I talk about this on almost every single episode, but your mindset is what will dictate your outcome, not people's opinions. So just like Kim K, you have the power to turn your divorce into your greatest comeback story. So put on your crown, channel a little Kim K energy, or for me, your Kris Jenner energy. Okay, so that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that this was helpful. I felt like this was a fun way to really dissect someone's journey and really celebrate the nuggets of wisdom that came out of that difficult journey that that person went through and to really celebrate them. So let me know if you liked this episode. I had a lot of fun doing this, putting this episode together. So let me know if you want to see more of these episodes. I would be happy to do them. And let me know in the DMs. Connect with me on Instagram. I'm at Her Heart Heals over on IG. And I'd love to connect with you. Until the next episode, keep slaying, girl. You got this.